You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Time for us to head out to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We say good morning to Dave Richard, CBSSports.com fantasy football expert slash guru slash know-it-all. Dave, good morning.
I think junkie is a good term for me, okay, as well as for you guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to steal it, though, because you guys have used it forever.
Mm-hmm.
But
what are you thinking?
I'm a fantasy football junkie.
You can use the term. You can absolutely steal
100%
it,
100% you are.
Yeah, you.
I mean,
it
do
fits.
I have to pay a royalty or something?
I mean, we would consider a discount.
Okay, all right, that's cool.
I think you're a fantasy football psycho.
Yeah, that
I would
too.
I would enhance it a little bit.
That might work too. I don't know if CBS would be okay with.
Oh yeah, probably right.
Have you already? Because I'm sure you're a stickler. You probably try to wait as long as you can. Have you already started your drafts?
Oh yeah, I have 5 drafts in 6 days starting today.
Nice. Look at that hustle. So, this is my guy.
Yeah. It's good. And you're right. Like, I do tend to wait until the end of the preseason period, whatever we call this. It's a weird time in football right now because there's no games being played. Training camp is technically over. Everybody's kind of just gearing up for the season. It's this weird purgatory.
It's like football limbo. That's a good description of it.
Football limbo.
Yeah.
I'm just going to steal every term from you.
That's
guys.
Fine. Purgatory works too, as you mentioned. So as you're going into your drafts, and obviously millions of people around the country are doing the same, what do you do with Rashee Rice with this looming 6-game suspension? Like, you love the talent there. You love his connection with Patrick Mahomes, I assume, but it's hard to just draft a guy and use that draft capital and stash him on your bench for 6+ weeks.
Especially when Dave pointed out he's going to miss, 7 of the first 10 weeks?
Right. Now, that takes into account a bye week that every player, you've got to deal with that. But, when you draft a player, you'll say, okay, I know I'm not going to have him for one of his first 14 weeks or whatever. And you accept that. But still, seeing 7 of 10 weeks, you're not going to have this really productive wide receiver. It stings a little bit. I've settled on him. I think there's a lot that you actually need to do before you figure out whether or not you even want him on your fantasy team. So I'm going to get a little deep here, if that's okay.
Yeah, do it.
Yep.
Okay, if you start 2 wide receivers, it's easier to draft Rashee Rice. If you're in a 10-team league, it's easier to draft Rashee Rice. It's those 3 wide receiver and 1 flex, or 2 wide receiver, 2 flex, or 12-team leagues, where getting Rashee Rice, you're going to have to make a little bit more of a commitment to the wide receiver position if you do such a thing. And then here's the flip side. No matter how you decide to handle Rashee Rice, there will be at least one nudnik in every league that goes after Rashee Rice late round 5, early round 6. So if you think, oh, if I can get him in round 7, I'll take it, it's not going to happen. Someone's going to take him somewhere between 50th and 65th overall in every single draft over the next 7 days. It's going to happen because they think that if they just stay patient with Rashee Rice, he'll come back, he'll be his great self, and they'll win the fantasy league with it. Here's the problem with that. You got to win the games at the beginning part of the year as well. It's okay if you start your fantasy season 3-3, but you got to win some of those games. And if you don't have one of your first 6 picks, that's a problem. And there's no guarantee that Rashee Rice, who's going to miss 6 weeks, can't even practice with the Chiefs mm-hmm. for the first 6 weeks. He's basically missing the equivalent time of a training camp period by sitting out and being suspended. When he comes back in week 7, do you think he's going to be completely back into game mm-hmm. shape and ready to go? I would bet that he'll get eased in a little bit, and by week 8 he'll be okay, and that's fine. We can start him week 7, it's against the Raiders, whatever. Week 8, week 9, you'll start him, and then week 10 he's out again. I without the guarantee that he's going to be this great wide receiver, because we're all kind of assuming that he's just going to be, it makes me nervous to take him in that round 5 range. If it's round 6 and I really like my wide receivers on my team, okay, I'll take the chance on Rashee Rice. But there's a lot of juggling that you've got to do if you're going to put Rashee Rice on your fantasy team without the guarantee that he's going to be a mega stud when he comes back.
So, Dave, last year, Jaden has an amazing rookie season. Bo Nix had a really strong rookie season, but there were 3 other quarterbacks drafted high in Drake May, Michael Penix Jr., and mm-hmm. Caleb Williams. You go to all the camps, you get all the buzz. Out of those 3, who do you think makes the biggest jump in year 2?
I think it's going to be Drake May. And I saw him practice against the Commanders, and this is the Commanders' starting defense that he practiced against. I'd say he threw, like, between 7-on-7 drills and team drills, maybe 35 footballs. He was off target on 2 of the throws. Even the interception was an on-target throw that got tipped up in the air.
Wow.
And I think it was Sanistrell who caught it in the end zone, and I think that's how practice ended. He looks great, but it's more than just how he looks. It's a new offense that's scheme better. It's Josh McDaniels calling the plays. It's the addition of Stephon Diggs. It's the ascension of Kayshon Booty and DeMario Douglas. It's the usage of the tight ends. It's an improved offensive line. All of these things make Drake May better. And when Drake May was starting last year, his last 11 games, he averaged 18.6 fantasy points per game and 6 points per touchdown leagues. You're looking for 20 as a floor for a quarterback. So he was close to that last year while surrounded by crap. So now he's really got a chance to take a nice step forward. He'll run with the football a decent amount. I think he could end up leading the Patriots in rushing touchdowns this year. That's how crazy I think he could end up being. And getting him as like the 11th quarterback, 12th quarterback off the board, I love it. I don't mind waiting to grab Drake May. And I kind of am not against making him your second quarterback if he slides a little bit on draft day. So you might go and get Jaden Daniels with one of your first 3 picks.
Right.
And then it's round 11 and Drake May is still there. I might take the chance on Drake May just as a blue chip prospect on my bench.
So you like him, but in a super flex, you like him as a number 2 as well.
I mean, I like him as a number 1 in a super flex because he's a top 12 quarterback. I would begin the year starting him.
Okay.
I would be comfortable starting him week 1 against Las Vegas.
Love it. Hey, what about Trevion Henderson? Speaking of the Pats,
he didn't look amazing in the practice. He had 2 drops. One of them was a really tough drop though. Mm-hmm. But in the preseason games that we've all seen, he looks phenomenal. I did a lot of legwork on this. Josh McDaniels kind of has a type when it comes to his running back. He likes his main running back to be physical, 220 pounds, big, bulky, runs between the tackles. Listen, Ramondre Stevenson looked okay in the joint practice, and we all know what Ramondre Stevenson is. I think Josh McDaniels is going to have to change his tune and then kind of lean into Trevion Henderson a lot more. Henderson's going to be a reason why Drake May has a good year, too, because he's such a good pass catcher, and he's got great speed. And he can run between the tackles. Could be in the neighborhood of, like, let's ballpark it at, like, 12 carries and 4 catches as a floor from week to week. And then if Ramondre starts coming down with fumbleitis again, then we could see Henderson get more carries, more catches, more playing time, and really be a great fantasy running back. Some of my colleagues love him as a round 3 pick. That feels reachy. I like him in round 4. I think that's when Trevion Henderson becomes a good value. And there's going to be some people that go, I can't take a rookie in round 4. Forget about it. He's going to end up being very, very good this year in PPR leagues.
Dave, a running back I really want to draft between like 12 and 20, but I'm a little bit scared of the calf injury, is Devon Achane. I mean, mm-hmm. that guy is super explosive. We know the numbers when he's paired with Tua Tagovailoa. Like, he just puts up crazy numbers, but I have a hard time spending that sort of capital on a guy who's coming into the season already injured. What's your advice there?
So I don't think the injury is that severe. Now, I might have said the exact same thing about Christian McCaffrey last year, and mm-hmm. we all know how that ended up, and it's a calf injury for Achane, just like it was for McCaffrey in 2024. But 2 different guys, 2 different injuries, 2 different teams. You can't just assume that it's going to be the exact same thing. This is the Dolphins' best player. Period, end of sentence. It's not Tyreek Hill. It's not Jalen Waddle. It certainly isn't Tua. It's Devon Achane. And we were drafted before this injury. He was an easy round one pick. And now I feel like you're able to draft Achane in round two. Maybe if you're lucky, he falls into round three. And I think there's just way too much upside. He does have the potential. Assuming the calf injury really isn't a big deal and the Dolphins are making it seem like it's not, they're not going crazy to try and add running backs to their backfield. And they've had a ton of running back injuries. I think that they're comfortable with him and giving him a lot of work. And he could end up being the best running back in fantasy football. And we're getting him in round two because of this calf injury. It's a risk, but I think it's one worth taking. And you could supplement it by taking Ollie Gordon. He's their rookie running back. He's the number two back there. You could end up getting him in like round nine, and I think he'll end up being okay. I've seen the Dolphins practice a couple of times. I think Gordon looks pretty good, but Achane is the one that really stands out in these practices that I've seen.
So sticking with running backs, you talked about McCaffrey. I wanted to throw his name out there. I also want to throw out Saquon. Who do you have rated higher? And then with McCaffrey, you know, obviously there's that injury question, but also offensively, the San Francisco 49ers are just not that strong right now, especially at receiver. Unless you feel differently, there's going to be a lot of pressure on McCaffrey to put up some numbers. So how do you like those two, McCaffrey and then Saquon? Can Saquon repeat or even come close to what he did last year? I mean, that was crazy.
Well, if he's like, if Saquon is like any other running back who's had over 400 touches over the last 35 years, the answer is going to be no. He will not come close to repeating. And that's something that fantasy managers have to really realize when it comes to Saquon Barkley. In fact, there's been two times already in his career where he's had, I want to say, like 260 carries. And the next year he regresses by at least 12%. He's missed at least three games the following year. And he just hasn't been the amazing fantasy running back that everybody drafts him to be. And as for these other running backs in history who have had 400-plus carries, they all fall back. I think the number is 17 of 27 running backs have had at least a 25% drop in production and or miss seven games the following year after their heavy usage season. And it's 483 touches. I don't even remember the number anymore, but it's a ton of touches that Saquon had between the regular season and the playoffs. And he's great, but I don't think he's Superman. And that's why I'm okay taking him in round one, but it's got to be late round one. Goes into why I would take Christian McCaffrey ahead of him. Everybody's got CMC PTSD because of what happened last year and because what happened with those other 2 years before. And maybe McCaffrey's getting toward the end of the line, but you can't ignore his upside. He's like Achane in that regard. McCaffrey scores like a middle-of-the-pack fantasy quarterback starter when he's right. And I think he's right now. So healthy, going to get a ton of catches. I think that 49ers offense could end up being very concentrated on three guys, McCaffrey, Kittle, and Ricky Pearsall.
Right.
And as long as that's the case, that means there's going to be a lot of targets for McCaffrey. I think he ends up having a very good year, provided he stays healthy. As of now, he's totally healthy.
So, Dave, I'm checking out one of your latest columns on CBSSports.com. Dave Richards' must-draft list targets plenty of rookies. One of those is Omarion Hampton, who plays for the Chargers. Najee Harris, I don't know what he was doing during the offseason with the fireworks incident that blew up in his eye. I mean, I hope all's well there, but I know it's taking a long time for that to heal. Tell us about Hampton, where you would draft him, and what sort of role Harris has there with Hampton emerging as a rookie.
I want to be ahead on Omarion Hampton in my draft. So if I can get him in early round three, I'm a happy camper. I would reach into late round two because I do believe in the talent, and I think he's in the right spot. This is a Chargers offense that wants to run the football a lot. They went out of their way to get Hampton on their team. They really reshaped their running back room. First they signed Najee, then they drafted Hampton. And we thought that, okay, at the beginning of the year, Hampton will be eased in and Najee will be the lead back. Well, the fireworks incident changed everything because Najee wasn't available for pretty much all of training camp. And Omarion Hampton has stepped up and has looked the part as a stud workhorse. Jim Harbaugh loves him. Harbaugh thinks he's a three-down back. Now, there is kind of a weird catch here. Jim Harbaugh and Greg Roman, they've coached in the NFL a long time. They've never relied on a rookie running back to carry the workload for their teams. But they've never had a guy like Hampton. And there's nobody else. If Najee can't see, if he's not 100% vision-wise, they don't have another running back on the roster that could work and be even half as impactful as Hampton. So I'm very bullish on Hampton having a very good year, and I can't rule out Hampton having a better fantasy season than Ashton Jeanty. And we're taking Ashton Jeanty like 12th, 13th overall, and Hampton, his average draft position is after round three. So if you get him in round three, that feels like a pretty – it almost feels like you're reaching a little bit for him, but I think it's going to be worth it. I think he's really good.
Talking about guys who've had a lot of touches over the last 4 or 5 years and also injuries, Jonathan Taylor, where do you like him? Sure. He had a good year last year, missed a few games, still had 11 touchdowns rushing, 1,400 yards. Where does he rank right now?
I think he could hit those numbers again this year, if not a few more, because it is Daniel Jones under center, and Jones isn't as big of a threat to take rushing touchdowns away as Anthony Richardson was and has been. And listen, Taylor had great games with Richardson anyway, so maybe this is just the direction that they're going to go in Indianapolis. I think Taylor can have a really good year. Again, he's another running back. You mentioned the injuries. He's healthy right now. They do like their rookie backup, DJ Giddens, as somebody who could step in and take some work away from Jonathan Taylor, but I don't think it's enough to make you scared to take Jonathan Taylor. He's in that exact same ballpark as Omari and Hampton. In fact, I'd take Taylor ahead of Hampton just because he's done it for so many years, and he should have the chance to keep doing it with Indianapolis. Mm.
Dave, another one of these guys that you are targeting is rookie Emeka Egbuka, the wide receiver in Tampa. Mm-hmm. You know that Chris Godwin looks like he's going to come off the PUP list, but he's not going to be ready to go for a while. He's dealing with just a litany of lower leg injuries. So it looks like Egbuka is going to have a huge role from week one. Where do you advise people to draft him?
He is also in that round six range, and honestly, I think I feel better drafting him than Rashee Rice at this point because I know I'm going to get 17 games out of Egbuka. And if Rashee Rice is on his A game, there's no way that Egbuka will match him as far as fantasy points per game, but he'll be able to be there for fantasy managers in week one, week six, et cetera. And he looks sharp. I saw him practice against the Titans the day after I saw the Commanders and the Patriots, and he's working outside. He's not a slot receiver like he was at Ohio State, but that's something that he did in high school. And he was separating from Titans cornerbacks. And it's the Titans cornerback, so whatever. But he was separating very well, really good hands. Maybe not the fastest guy on the field, but certainly someone that's got quick burst and speed. But the thing that I really took away from the entire Bucs offense was how in sync they all were with each other. Mike Evans looked like a stud as usual. Baker Mayfield was accurate. The offensive line without their starting left tackle was absolutely solid. Bucky Irving was catching passes. This is a well-oiled machine, and none of them are worried about what things are going to be like without Liam Cohen calling plays. They all really love Josh Grizzard. He's their new offensive coordinator, and he was their designer of third down plays last year. They all love him. They all think he's going to be great. I'm kind of feeling Tampa Bay as a Super Bowl contender.
Ooh.
Because their defense, they've okay. got a lot of great veterans on defense. They can rush the passer, and their offense was on point.
Dave, when we talk to you next week at this time, it will be week one. It will be upon us as the Eagles will host the Cowboys. We're here, and speed round returns next week, just so the listeners
that
know.
That means the lines are going to be locked and loaded.
Yeah. Dave,
oh,
thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks as always, man. We appreciate it.
You got it, guys. If you're drafting this weekend, good luck in those leagues.
Thank you,
Don't
sir.
Don't forget about the name Keon Coleman.
Keon Coleman. Right.
There you go.
Keep him on the list.
Sleeper.
Will do. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, buddy.
You got it, guys.
That's Dave Richard from CBSSports.com. Be sure to follow all of his latest columns there. Don't forget, coming up at 8:45, we'll be joined by Neil Greenberg from The Washington Post right here on the...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Neil Greenberg will join us coming up at 8:45. We'll talk about Terry McLaurin's contract extension, break down the numbers on that, and more. We want to break it up, though, with the story that Drab hipped me to a few days ago about his parents who were on a trip recently.
I had never heard this. I mean, it sounds kind of shocking.
I think he told me this a day or two.
Do you know the details? I know nothing.
I know most of the details, yeah.
I don't know how you want to pitch this. I don't know how to sell. I'll let you handle it from here.
I haven't told you anything.
I know nothing.
It's not that. I mean, it's not an amazing story, but I mean, it's pretty crazy what
happened.
I mean,
the headline of what you said to somebody is pretty grabbing.
What did I say exactly?
My parents almost died.
Yeah,
they did. Yeah, they had a brush with death.
All right, explain.
Close call.
All right, my parents are... My dad's 76 years old. I think my mom.
But he's pretty spry, right?
Oh, yeah. They play tennis every day. He could be working if he wanted to.
I mean, he can do whatever he wants.
He showed me a video of his parents. Yeah. I'm not sure at whose house it was, but like some sort of lake house. And they had like a giant slip and slide on a hill.
Uh-huh.
And his dad and mom are slipping and sliding. Like
right. Good for them.
Mid-70s, just getting after it.
Yeah, they're in good shape.
Yeah, good for them.
So last weekend was the family... reunion. My parents live in Eastern Washington in Spokane.
Okay. Yeah.
Dividing the state of Washington and Oregon are the Cascades. Mount Rainier, Mount St. Helens, Mount Hood. You've heard of all those before, all right?
Yep.
Giant mountain range that splits. That's why the western Seattle rains all the time, and it's like a desert on the other side. So you got to cross the mountains to get to Seattle.
Makes sense. Okay. Yep.
My parents are driving to a family reunion in Bellingham, which is north of Seattle. They're driving over the mountains.
Yeah.
Just my dad and my mom in the car together.
What time of the day is it?
Noon, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess.
What kind of vehicle?
Kind of nubs. Actually, I shouldn't say this. I don't even know. Nubs and Subaru. Like,
it's fine. You know what? For that
Subaru part, Outback.
For that part of the world?
It's like, you know.
Like a
shaggin' wagon.
That's fine.
It snows all the time. Yeah, they're great in snow.
Yeah.
Reliable.
Reliable, yeah.
All right.
It's not an Outback is not, you know, like a young man's car.
No.
But they're driving it over the mountain range, and there are two lanes on their side and two lanes on the other side and a big, I think, grass median.
Okay.
I think. My dad's driving, and they're going up a hill.
Yeah.
Or the mountain, whatever it is. And he looks in front of him. And coming right at him down the mountain A runaway tire.
Oh, wow. That's terrifying. Coming
like up, a big ass tire, like from an 18 wheeler or something?
I think it was from a truck, but I don't think it was a
maybe
semi.
Like from an F-150 or something.
Yeah, like that. Big tire.
It's just bouncing.
Or like a Jeep, like on the back of a Jeep.
It's just a spare,
maybe it like fell off.
A projectile.
Yeah.
Traveling, bouncing, downhill. My dad said probably, I don't know, 80 to 100 miles an hour.
Wow.
And of course, it's coming right for up. Their car. My dad started the conversation with, hey, Matt, I just wanted to tell you, you almost got your inheritance early today.
Yeah, man, that's.
I go, what?
Yeah. Right.
And what happened was, it smashed into their car.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Mm.
It hit their car, and they got lucky. My dad swerved. It hit the, he said it short hopped.
Hit the trunk?
Okay.
No, hit right in front of the driver's side left bumper or
man,
front, front
so
of the car.
Close.
Wow. He said they got lucky because it short hopped it. Mm-hmm. The bounce was off. He said if it was
a big hop,
you know, just like, you know, it bounced right before it hit their car, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said another foot of clearance, it would have gone through
right
the windshield.
Through the window. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right through the windshield. I mean, I'm guessing your dad's driving 65, 70. I don't know what speed he's traveling.
I think
but
it's 70. He's like, at 75, but my dad speeds, so he's probably going high 70s.
So, like, he's got to make a split decision. Like, do I jam on the brakes? Do I swerve? Like, it's terrifying.
You're just sleeping on the fact every time you drive, there could be a tire that goes through your windshield or something else.
I don't sleep on that. But a tire, I would sleep on that. That's not something that I've... That's not a scenario how I imagine dying.
A
tire?
Yes.
The odds of a tire coming at you.
Or falling off of another vehicle and just like...
Yeah.
That's because you've watched Final Destination.
Yeah.
Well, it definitely happens.
And I know it happens. Like, every once in a while, you'll see a headline, somebody impaled by something while they're driving.
Yeah.
Right. It doesn't happen a lot, but it does happen.
Right.
And a big-ass tire that has all that momentum bouncing down the mountain.
That's going to do it.
If it hits the windshield, it's over.
Did he swerve? What did he do?
He swerved. They you know, went off into the gravel or whatever happened. My mom's sobbing. They call they call 911. Their car's all banged up. Mm-hmm. I think they end up going and finding the car on the other side because it was on the side of the road with three wheels.
Right. Pretty easy to find.
And I think... Yeah, they got their all their insurance and everything like that. But
so you have to exchange insurance with the guy that lost the tire because you blame him?
The police did it. Oh, yeah. It's their fault. I mean, it's their tire.
They're paying for it.
Were they changing a tire and then it just came loose?
I don't know.
Sounds like it just came off the car when they were driving.
It just came off while they were driving.
Yeah.
Coming downhill.
That's nuts.
I don't sleep on deer. Like, I'd much rather hit a deer than have a tire.
I don't sleep on deer either.
Coming through.
Oh yeah, you'd much
people
rather
hit deers all the time. I mean, yeah. You're
no, I know.
Not
I think of
I've hit a deer
I
before.
I think of deer hitting me.
Don't you remember that time I hit the deer back in the early 2000s?
Was it a bad incident? I hit a deer too, but on the side.
I wasn't hurt.
Probably bad for the deer.
The deer was done. But it hurt my car pretty bad.
I hit a deer on the side of my car. So it was like running, and I was getting on Route 50, and it just ran into the side of my car.
Right.
So, you know, it's dented it, but it wasn't going through my windshield. Through your windshield is terrifying.
Your parents cheated death.
I think they did.
Death was literally
did
staring
they make
them
it
in the
to
face.
The, to the family reunion?
They were late. That's where the slip and slide was. Yeah.
So they just drove the banged up car.
I think they drove the banged up car, the rest of the way.
That's a terrifying story.
Is your pop still going to Costco all the time for the hot dogs?
Oh yeah. He loves,
Does he go there like for a walk or something? Or is that like to exercise?
My dad has plenty of money.
Mm-hmm. Right,
he'll never get close to putting a dent in it.
Yeah,
and he goes to Costco all the time for lunch to spend $1.50.
A buck 50.
He goes solo.
I mean, good luck finding a better deal than a 20-ounce soda and a hot dog for $1.50.
Is that what it is?
Yes. Yeah.
You get a soda and a hot dog for $1.50.
Yes.
And if you want a slice of pizza, I don't know, what is it?
Probably
$3.
$2.
Well, that used to be a thing at IKEA, right? You could go to IKEA and get like something very cheap. Don't they have cheap hot dogs?
They have like a cafeteria there.
Cheap hot dogs too, I think.
Yeah, but Costco's bit. They haven't changed the price since 1984.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were considering changing the price, and there was upheaval.
It was like Cracker Barrel level fallout.
I don't understand.
You haven't followed the Cracker Barrel fallout?
I followed it. I don't understand all of the uproar about people, about the logo changing, but whatever.
Yeah. People go nuts.
Yeah.
So they got to the reunion late, but they're healthy. They're fine. Is the car wasn't totaled, right?
No, just big dent.
No, it's drivable.
It's drivable.
Yeah.
So they're going to keep the Subaru? It's going to get a fix and keep the Subaru?
I guess it's drivable. Yeah, it's not totaled.
There was
a clip I'm sure you guys saw. It must have happened in, I don't know. You never know. It could be 5 years old. But it was like a NASCAR race or something where the tire fell off a guy's car and he had just gotten changed, right? And then the other, you know, he hadn't gotten onto the main highway or whatever, the main lap yet. And so then the other crew, slowly but surely, they didn't do it the fastest, but the other crew finally kind of jumped over the wall and they helped him.
Yeah.
And they jacked him up and then they grabbed the tire and they put it on and he got out of there, you know, within 30 seconds or something. But it was like, oh, good sportsmanship. That's how they kind of hyped it up. I don't know if that was recent.
I think that did happen recently.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they weren't in a hurry to jump over the wall, but they did jump over the wall and help.
Eventually. I don't know if I just cheated death, I'd be happy-go-lucky on a slip and slide.
Well,
that's when you do
it's
it.
It's a free roll.
Yeah, you're free rolling.
Yeah.
I might be in too much shock.
I always think that I'm just going to like hit a tree or something.
I would have been freaking out.
I always think the way I'm going to die is a car is going to plow into me or I'm going to just like smash into a tree. And that'll be it.
I know my dad, he didn't even tell me. I know he had to be bitter because he probably had like 3 more hours of that drive next to my mom.
Yeah.
And your mom was just sobbing. A total mess. And
just, just staring at him,
Do your parents fight a lot? Are they like,
armchair quarterbacking every movie makes?
Are they like in that, how like older couples would just bicker with each other? Do they bicker or they get along pretty well? Do they bicker?
They're the Bickle family.
So what does that mean?
They
have normal bickering.
Yeah.
Standard bickering amount.
Who are you?
My dad's outside all the time.
Trying to get away from his...
Yeah, he knows how to handle it. Yeah.
Are you team dad or team mom when they bicker?
What do you think?
Team pops.
Team dad.
Your parents don't listen to the show.
No.
Yeah.
They would never know.
Yeah. I'm just curious.
Yeah, my dad's outside all the time. My mom starts talking.
Does he ever say to you, I got to go outside and get away from your mother? Does he say that kind of thing?
Yeah.
He does?
Yeah. Yeah. He's in the garage all the time. He's been in the garage for 40 years.
Let me guess, woodworking. Yeah. It's carving ducks in there.
How many boys in the family?
4 boys, 1 girl.
Valdez, what about you? What's your parents' dynamic?
What do you mean?
Is your dad like always trying to get away from your mom? Do they bicker a lot?
Normal amount.
Like our parents are pretty much all dead. Like my mom is about...
Yeah,
my
but
mom
my dad goes to his domain.
He does.
Yeah, he goes to the porch or he goes in the basement.
But when they're together, like, is there a lot of bickering at the dinner table? Bickering just in the house?
No, not really.
Just normal. They get along normal.
Normal.
Yeah.
Normal.
All right, that's good.
Although my mom was sick like last week, and so my dad had to do all the grocery shopping.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
It was a disaster.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He doesn't know his way around the grocery store?
Yeah, he's buying expired milk.
Oh,
my. He had to ask.
How do you buy expired milk?
Because he doesn't read the... Like this expires next week.
Yeah.
Bread that's expiring the next day.
You got to scan the milks. Like you can't just grab the first milk.
He actually asked a nice lady who rings up everything to like walk around and help him.
Oh, personal shopper.
He says he's never been to the grocery store.
Oh, man. So helpless.
Well, it's like Vin. That's like when we were, I don't know where the hell I was. Where was I with Vinny Joe and, we were at Target with his wife. Vin had never used a self checkout line before.
Really?
He didn't know how to scan anything.
Hey, how am I going to buy these Crocs myself?
He didn't know how to scan. His wife had to show him how to scan. I think we were at Target.
What is this UCP code nonsense?
I know.
What?
And then my dad was telling me, he goes, your mom was grilling me because I couldn't pick out ripe fruit. Oh, I've never picked out ripe fruit in my life.
It is hard. What's butt hard to find? The perfect avocado. That's hard. People always talk about watermelon.
It is difficult because
avocados are hard.
If you buy it and it's a little bit squishy in the store, like it's not great. But if it's rock hard, you know it's going to take 2 or 3 days to get ripe sitting at home.
And by the way,
it is a tightrope act.
I've been seeing more of those stories about the meat glued together.
I'm telling you, more and more stories
about that. I'm nervous now about buying meat.
I am too.
Yeah.
Go to Costco, but, sell like.
Especially because if you're spending, you know, you're spending a good amount of money on like a filet or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want it to be legit. Yeah, you want it to be silly.
Remember,
yeah.
I had to buy 4 steaks. It cost me like $80.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
Hope it wasn't glued together. No idea.
That's why you gotta go to Costco to get the steaks.
Steaks.
I think that's where I got. Oh no, that one I think I did get from Safeway. Yeah.
All right, when we come back, we'll be joined by Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. We'll talk tearing contract and more with him next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, time to head out to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We say good morning to Neil Greenberg, Washington Post sports columnist. What's up, Neil? Good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
We are doing Neil. Well.
Great.
Are you neck deep in fantasy drafts at this point? I know you're a big fantasy guy, Neil.
I am doing so much fantasy stuff. I don't even know what's reality anymore.
Yeah.
Who's the player you've drafted the most? Player you can't stop drafting?
You have a fetish.
Oh, gosh, that's a good question. Let me see who I got here. I'm exposed to Jake May. I'm exposed to Colston Loveland.
Okay. Rookie tight end out of Chicago. All right.
Yeah. And I'm just mixing it up. I'm just trying to get some wide receivers. RJ Harvey, I have some stuff in.
Okay.
How many different leagues are you in?
Just a couple. No one really wants me in their leagues anymore.
Why?
Is that because you're too sharp? You're too good?
No, I'm awful at fantasy football, like, during the season. Okay. I'm a good drafter. I can't work and have a family and be on the waiver wire for, like, a bunch of – it's a lot of stuff, man.
All right, tell us about value-based drafting, which you wrote about in the Washington Post.
Oh, so it's just a way to compare players when you're looking at, you know, let's say you have a choice between a wide receiver or a running back. What the value-based draft mechanism does is kind of give you a number to see how much better the player would be over a player that's available. So for starters, that would be the replacement over a bench player, and then for players that usually go in the second half of drafts, over what you'd get in the waiver wire. And it's just a way to order the draft so you can see positional scarcity. You get a truer idea of who, what positions and what players are really valuable based on how the draft is going.
Now, one of your rules is you're not going to win your league, basically, unless you have a top-tier wide receiver, right?
Yeah, so I think wide receivers this year in particular are going to be where fantasy drafts or fantasy leagues are won and lost. You look at, historically speaking, first-round wide receivers are much more likely to smash than running backs drafted in the same round. And that makes a little bit of sense. Running backs, you know, they get injured a little more often. They're more game dependent in terms of they run more when the team is leading. And, you know, there's also more and more running backs by committee type stuff, goal line vultures, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I know we had you on because you've kind of broken down. You looked at the Terry McLaurin contract. Of course, when the details first came out, the numbers looked a little inflated. When you find out what they really are, kind of explain to people how the contract really breaks down.
Yeah, so the headline, and it was for a couple of days, was, you know, McLaurin signs a three-year, $97 million extension, $32 million per year club. And that was kind of what everyone was running with for a couple of days because we didn't really have the true details. But once the details emerged, only about $45 million were guaranteed, far less than the $60 million he wanted. The way it's structured is essentially like a two-year, $50 million deal where Washington could decide what to do in 2027. So it's, you know, there's not much security there, I don't think, for Terry McLaurin. And what I actually tweeted this, and I know you guys mentioned my tweet the other day, which was, you know, the fact that we never knew what the guarantees were, mm-hmm. and we only knew the top line number was pretty indicative that that this was kind of be how the contract was situated. Because if he did get as much money as, let's say, DK Metcalf in guarantees, that certainly would have been tossed out there. Yeah. But it wasn't. We had to wait a couple days to get that information. So it's essentially a two-year contract extension. If McLaurin continues to ball out, then, you know, I'm sure that he'll remain in the Commander's uniform under this contract. But by and large, it's just a two-year deal.
Well, and I've said it multiple times, I think both sides won because Terry, at his age, he's getting stupid money on top of the stupid money he already has in his bank account.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Especially with that money up front with the signing bonus. And, of course, the team wins because, you know, they're not paying an outrageous amount and they're spreading it out and they're not guaranteed a total, you know, big part of it. So I think both sides won. The Commanders fans are happy that Terry's finally back.
And it coincides with Jaden's deal, right? When Jaden's deal was
right. Yeah. Right, that's exactly it. So this gives the team a lot of financial flexibility. And, you know, you're absolutely right, Bish. I mean, this is – all these things could be true, right? It's great that McLaurin's under contract and he'll be in uniform for week one. He's making a lot of money, more money than most of us will see in our lifetime. But also the front office made a shrewd deal. Like they – they made the best possible deal. I mean, I think if we are going to pick winners and losers, I absolutely believe the organization, quote unquote, won this negotiation. And it was a pretty standard negotiation, right? I mean, you have one guy coming in shooting for the moon. You have another guy coming in lowballing, and they met in the middle. And I actually tweeted about that like 2 months ago, well, a month ago, when I was looking at, you know, the players that McLaurin was comparing and his agent were comparing himself to versus the ones that the organization was likely. And lo and behold, the middle point was where they ended up, $40 million guarantee.
Neil, when you look at the Commanders running back room, how do you see the breakdown? I know it's a guess at this point, obviously, with B-Rob being shipped out to the 49ers in a deal. Bill impressed them to the point where that move was deemed possible. How do you see that working out in the first few weeks of the season? What's your best guess?
I think everyone's going to get involved. I think the two best running backs on the team are probably going to be Jayden Daniels and Deebo Samuel. I think that they're going to get a lot of touches with the football. But I can certainly see, Bill getting most of the carries up until the goal line, and then we start to see Rodriguez take over. If there's one thing I learned about running backs, it's coaches will absolutely go with the hot guy. So if Kroftke Merritt is having trouble, I can certainly see Rodriguez getting more work and vice versa. So we really don't know, but my guess is going to be split, with Rodriguez getting the more lucrative touches inside the red zone, and especially as they get closer to the goal line.
Neil, I think we have to pick your brain. We haven't done it officially yet, but we have to make our Circa Survivor Pool pick for week one within the next week. What is your early lean for a guaranteed winner? Not via spread, just a win in week one.
I know the spread is tight, and I know that this is going to be risky, but for something like Circa, I think you do got to take risk. There's not a lot of chalk this week, so you're either going to have to burn a team like Philadelphia. You might be able to go on the Commanders, but I don't know how good you feel about that. I actually like Miami over Indianapolis. Miami is...
They're actually an underdog, slightly.
I know, it's a good team, but, I mean, are you betting on Daniel Jones as a quarterback? I mean, I know they're at home, but... I would think Miami could be one of those picks that really differentiates your entry from the rest of the field.
Cakes loves the Broncos because they're hosting the Titans and a rookie quarterback.
Sure. And there's a lot to like there because it's tough to go into Mile High the first week of the season with the altitude adjustment with a rookie quarterback on the other side. So, but a lot of people are going to like that pick.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
Do we have to get our pick in by next Thursday, or does it just have to be in before the game that we pick?
I think it's the latter of the
two. So if we're picking a Sunday game,
I'm pretty sure you have to. If you're picking Thursday's game, you have to get it in before that.
Right.
But if you're picking Sunday,
just sometimes Sunday morning.
I believe there's a deadline. It's like
Saturday night or something.
Sunday, like at noon or something.
Yeah. All right. Neil, thanks for the time, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
Love you guys. Yeah. Talk to you soon.
Love you too, man. Thanks, that's Neil Greenberg, Washington Post sports columnist at N Greenberg on your Twitter. We'll do EB's entertainment page when we come back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores.
fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.